Rolling.
Amir, I would never want to disrespect her, but can you tell Avital to shut the fuck up?
Are you playing a song because we can't hear it?
Sorry. I can really hear her.
There's no way.
It's not good for the audio.
I'm hearing her too.
It's so faint. It's definitely not in the microphone. I can mute. Does
I think
matter?
Your mic is not attached to the Zoom outfit. We're hearing full words that she's saying.
It's not even her. There's like three people here.
Oh.
So why record? So why record when there's three people here? Because you said, and I get...
He's muted.
He muted himself.
Okay.
I would say we haven't started the show, but you said there's only one time span I can record this week. You said it was Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now right. It's noon. That's smack dab in the middle of that window, which should be the cleanest it is over the window. And we're hearing not one, but three voices?
Well, my voice you're hearing most clear. And then there's just background.
I don't know what that's true.
I really don't think anybody else could hear them.
Zach is saying he's hearing them. Marika's saying you're denying reality.
Yeah, through the computer, through the Zoom, but this is a very, like, you know, directional microphone. It won't pick up what's going on outside this room. So other people...
But I'm saying I'm not going to be able to get through this shit, right? Because it's distracting me a lot. I'm wondering, can you change your input to the Zoom?
No, because this microphone is connected to the Zoom recorder. I can't also
tell them to shut the fuck up. Dude, tell them to can it. There's nothing more important than this for the next 50 minutes, right? What are they talking about?
They're working on
a movie,
and if
it's not
actually.
A death in the family, really? That's kind of a feature?
Oh, cool.
It's a feature?
And actually, if they can hire Jeff for it, that might be
awesome.
Is it like
taping.
In the fashion world? Is that where
and
you're
I gotta,
talking outfits?
I really don't want to give you a note, Zach, but your input volume is really loud.
I asked you. Okay, let's get into all of this. When I asked you, how does my mic sound? Marika,
you didn't say how
it.
Loud. You said, how does it sound? The quality of it is good.
That's implied, man.
But
that's implied.
When you should have said, it's too loud.
Either you're good and Marika's good and Amir is too soft, or it's the inverse. Because my ears are bleeding when you talk.
Oh, well, Amir, we established fine. Amir can't be too soft because we're hearing people in another room
right.
of this house.
But that, no. what
so
you guys are hearing is from my computer, what the audience,
right.
aka the most important people, honestly, can't hear anything else.
But
so you
if
guys
I'm
are complaining,
distracted and like, in pain during this.
In
the
pain?
Quality. Yes, because I'm hearing Zach coming through the ears in stereo.
He's hearing voice.
How is this now? I made it lower.
Now it's too soft. Now it's too soft.
I think it's perfect.
It's fine.
I'm
like,
changing my speaker volume.
Unless
you.
Everything is perfectly at equilibrium for you, you get thrown off. That's not a good characteristic.
I'm not that thrown. We haven't even started.
I know,
really.
But it just feels like even before we started, there's
mine?
So many problems.
Marika, you're perfect. Your input volume's bad, though. Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, obviously that's what I'm asking. That's what we're talking about.
Let's just start the show. Welcome back to another edition of That's Funny. What'd you guys think of that? We should say we have Zach Dunn on the show. A fan favorite from a different show. So you've never been on this show.
I have a blank slate on this podcast and I have to fucking prove myself today because I don't come in here a fan favorite. This is a completely new ball game and it's really nice to be here.
What did you think of that intro song? Because we were sort of auditioning theme songs for the show.
I like that one. It's very, like, it feels like it's, like, a podcast that you, like, try. Like a sort of a news podcast that someone recommends to you that you try once and that isn't very good.
I liked it until the very end, I did. Why? What makes it? So why don't we try another one then? Because maybe it could be a news show that you actually think is good.
Okay.
Ready?
But this isn't trying to be a news show, right?
It's not, but still.
Okay. It could. It's early still.
Awful. This is the worst news show.
Yeah.
I thought that that could be a news show.
It's a like worse this, one.
It would be like a light take on the news. Yeah. Like being like, we're not focusing on the fun
it's a gossip show,
of
yeah,
Iran.
But like that. You know,
war isn't simple.
Right.
And then that's the show.
It's called yeah. War Isn't Simple.
No, that'd be the take of the day. It's like, war is actually more complicated than I thought.
Hmm.
And then the rest of it is the guys kind of shooting shit.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe try that.
I guess that's the show.
Yeah.
No, we don't talk about news.
Well, you just did. You just gave your take, and now it's going to be the rest of the guys shooting the shit.
So. We do have more to get through than just shooting the shit, and I resent the implication that that's all I ever bring to the table, but yeah.
Sometimes we'll do an episode, and it's just waxing, which is like when you don't have anything prepared and people just start talking or something.
Well, that's what a lot of podcasts are. Is like yes. They don't bring anything and then they just yeah. talk and people like that. But then I don't know if it's that there's been a precedent set or people expect like brand new segments every week and they don't understand how complicated that is. I would say it's harder than war.
It just like you're mad and it's like, what is this episode? I don't know. How many is it?
10.
Been?
Yeah. 10,
11. Like you could change, you could make the podcast something different.
What
like
would
this
I,
is,
what
this
would
is
I
the,
make it
like
sound?
I have a blank
well,
slate.
We don't
this
even have a studio
slate.
Anymore. All right, we don't have a physical space to do anything in. We're having to go up against the fucking we're having to fight an uphill battle over Zoom like we did in the fucking pandemic. But at least then everybody was like, "Oh, it makes sense. They can't be in person."
Everyone had jobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually on the 6-year anniversary of the pandemic.
Yeah, happy anniversary, you guys.
Kind of cool.
How do you feel 6 years later? Sorry, I just have a question.
Yeah.
Sorry. How do you guys feel 6 years later, pandemic?
No worse for the wear. Like, yeah. Honestly, I kind of think that I'm peaking, both yeah. in terms of my
no.
immune system
no,
and
no,
my...
No, no,
that would have been Adebayo era.
I feel like
sure.
you during...
Yes, I'm in my hashtag Adebayo.
I feel like you're crumbling in front of our eyes and ears. I feel like you peaked during Lonely and Horny season one, like when you were filming it. Like when you were, like everybody loved If I Were You, you guys were doing tours, you were young, you were hungry. But now it's like you're being presented with a lot of professional opportunities that you're saying no to because it's potentially going to relocate you to somewhere somewhat colder than LA.
I was answering Zach's question.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for answering.
I'm just saying you're not peaking. I agree with you that you're answering Zach's question, but you're not peaking at all.
Peaking? Are we back to this mic talk from earlier?
You're that's really, really good. That's really good. Guys, what are some of your dreams and how can I make them come true or not?
I want to go to the Met Gala. That's my current dream.
The problem with that dream is I don't know anyone involved.
All right.
Yeah.
Help me.
I might know someone who works at the Met, but there's no way they have any pull with the gala of it all. I feel like I would need to know Jake's ex-girlfriend's mom to make it happen.
Okay.
Anna Wintour.
Jake sounds like you know your opening. Like you sounds like you have a path.
Yeah, like you have not cold email anybody. Now you have like kind of a hot lead.
So what I'll do is I'll call Jake. I say, hey, remember your ex Anna Wintour's daughter? Can you call her and to ask her to ask mom, can Marika Brownlee go to the Met Gala? And you think that moves the needle? You don't think that harms Marika's chances? Because I think so.
I mean, she doesn't. It doesn't harm, but it probably doesn't help.
What happens at the Met Gala? Like, I know the entrances and the exits, but what's going on in that room?
That's kind of all I know, too.
When you go
inside,
is it like a dinner or a show?
It's a dinner. But that's exactly what I'm looking to learn.
Isn't it just to raise money for the Met?
Probably.
But there's no way they make money on the event. They have to be losing millions.
Yeah, like is Tyler the Creator paying to attend? It seems like everyone is invited to be there for free.
Zach, I'm curious your take on this because I feel like you've been invited.
You think? Holy shit. You really
That's
think
awesome.
That? That's awesome that you think that.
What's your dream?
I mean, I'd like to sit courtside at an NBA game.
Amir's done that twice. That. Amir, you could probably make this happen. Let me link you.
This is more it's more achievable than the Met Gala for sure.
I just want to make it clear that I do feel like I have a route to attempt to get there.
Okay, what's your route?
Funny.
This is what I need help with.
Let's hear it.
Basically, every year for the past 3 years, I've just started tweeting pretending that I'm at the Met Gala, and I feel like if that goes viral enough,
okay,
yes,
I get invited for real.
So that's you need what I'm someone need to help write with. A piece about this. Being like this, she's been going doing this funny thing for years.
Exactly.
Maybe like a month before the gala.
Yeah.
The article reads,
I pretended to go to the Met Gala .. until one day I was actually there or something.
Exactly. Aren't you afraid that that's kind of like a 10 years ago viral, you know, way of tweeting? I feel like no one's even on X anymore, let alone like paying attention to clever.
Well, that's why I'm moving it to Threads.
Sorry, you said what are your dreams and then how can I help? But so far everything we've said has
help
been
or
met with you rolling your eyes and deciding that our dreams are either dumb or we're lying or that we've
the
peaked.
Met Gala? There's only one of us that like might get courtside? There and it ain't Marika.
Courtside? What about courtside?
Who's it gonna be then? Say
Zach.
It.
Why do you think I would go, like, why would I end up at the Met Gala?
Look at your place, man. I mean, your upwards mobility has been only rivaled by your motility, dude. You're regular in the bathroom, but then out of the bathroom, you're not regular. You're not average. You're above
I'm different.
It. Yeah,
I'm different
you're built different.
The bathroom. Different.
In the bathroom, you're built a little similar. Outside, you're that guy. You're him, me.
That's really nice.
We can get you courtside.
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Dunhamay. Amir's been courtside twice.
Can we talk about this opera thing with Timothy Chalamet?
No one's talking about
this.
It up.
Can someone talk about this thing
for once? What is the origin of that? I see the bits and pieces, but I've never sort of dug deep and gotten to the root.
This is kind of becoming a news show, you know? Right? We're talking about events.
Okay, so what did he say and what are people mad about? And then there's...
So, get this. The other day, can you keep the music going? I like this kind of a bed. Just okay. Under.
Yeah.
Just under. I'm just going to wait.
How can it be hard for you to find? It was.
You just played it.
Yeah, just hit the button again.
Way different, right?
Okay, we're back.
Not
kinda,
it.
Yeah, you can.
Not it.
This isn't it.
You know, like a history button exists on computers. You can just go back.
Undo, redo, play again.
This is hard.
You had it so at the ready, like 10 minutes after the first time. No, that's not it.
This is a different Jack Johnson.
Really? Cannot
find. This is crazy.
Now we'll never know what shall. Oh.
So get this. Okay. Sorry, I'm. This is like, okay, ready? Okay, I'm just going to wait till the later part of the thing. So get this. Timothy Chalamet was doing one of these live interviews with Matthew McConaughey, right? And he's talking about how he used to be worried that the film industry might someday suffer a similar fate to opera or ballet. I kind of think he's been taken a little bit the wrong way. You know, 100%. He was defending the film industry. He wasn't trying to go after opera and ballet. What do you guys think?
I feel like we could get Zach courtside because Amir has
so unrelated to the Chalamet thing. Okay.
I thought he just wanted to show what it would look like if there was on a news show.
But that show sounds good. Like I feel like that was almost like a pilot for maybe a new JNA show. That's
hosted. What would that be?
Hosted by you?
Hosted by me. And it's
news
like
you can use. News you can't
smooth,
use.
Light approach to the funkiest parts of the news.
The funkiest and coolest
a smooth, which implies jazz. Funky approach.
Not necessarily.
Oh, and jazz and funk never go together. Come
smooth
on.
Doesn't imply jazz.
And vice versa.
You fool.
I think we...
Oh.
The,
Yeah.
Way different.
This is smooth.
Another thing was smooth
too. I think we get Zach, you know, just every once in a while, we get a little voice note for him. We put it over that.
Yeah, we put it over
track,
this.
And it's just his musings.
Can you find it? Can you find the other one?
Shit.
Keep it handy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll send in a little like 30-second news update with that.
Yeah.
That gives a little like light touch, funky, smooth to the news.
Yeah.
And then you guys can just react.
That's a little funny. Jason
I mean, the smooth part of it, the smooth part of it could be over this.
Maybe you guys respond
you're not getting
over
it.
That.
It's not
music.
Clocking to you. It's got to be the Mraz track.
Yeah. I think we can get Zach courtside because, Amir, you have sat courtside twice. I just asked you how many times.
It was actually three. Twice in L.A., once in New York. Also,
New York was with Ben?
Reconnected, to Jake's ex's mom who got tickets. So really,
so
she's
Anna
sort
Wintour
of the
had
key
courtside.
To all
had,
of our
she had Wintour
ability.
Side.
Yes, Wintour side. So she can have access to the Met. She has access to the courtside. And she could probably help
so
me
really
fulfill
it's one
my
call.
Lifelong
yeah,
dream,
which is, what?
Which is to be on the cover of Vogue. So I feel like that plus that is
this
something
is,
where
yeah.
somebody
no, okay,
can just
so
snap
Vogue
their fingers.
What would, be, what would
the
your cover
same
look
day?
Like?
That would be insane.
What yeah, would your cover agree. Look like of Vogue? You wouldn't look good on there.
Well, it doesn't have to look good. It just has to be an interesting.
It's calling me a lot. Oh, okay.
So the phone.
You're getting
let's
a call.
Just, yeah,
let for sure, but I have to like yeah. figure this shit out. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Zach, you recently had an... Would you mind telling our audience how much you made off the deal?
Last time I was on, I was like, specifically like, just don't do the thing or you ask me about very personal. Specific things of my job.
You didn't ask that this time. I wonder if you had, I wouldn't
I
have brought it up.
I hoped you that maybe different. That would be like, you know, forever.
Yeah.
That,
we
that
will
request.
Bleep the first half of that. Grace, let's just get the question in there of how much you made and then you can let us know.
The first, so you're going to bleep saying that. My,
sure.
You do want to know how much I made.
I wouldn't mind. I feel like it'd be interesting for the audience.
But you're going to bleep it?
What's that?
No, he's not going to bleep
it. No, that. Not the amount. I'm going to bleep the source, right?
I just kind of feel like you, this is something you've been doing now for so long.
Six years. It's tough.
This thing with
well,
me.
Well, the whole show shouldn't keep going on. But we have to make money.
But I don't think this part is... I don't think anybody likes this
No
this
one
tradition.
Tunes in for the money of it all.
I don't think people find it interesting. But
well, they do like little leaked private informations.
Yeah,
I guess
like
that's
the fact
true.
That,
yeah.
Like the fact that... What?
Well, we shot sketches for the Patreon at Amir's house the other day. I feel like that's like an innocuous piece of information Ooh, that I can leak.
But that's not very salacious or interesting.
Oh, mama.
Right, so, well... If that's not good enough for you, let's hear it, Zach. Over under $50,000.
For the year?
Sure.
I mean,
I did make over $50,000. Thank you.
Pretty good insight.
Yeah.
That's good insight.
So, yeah, this business is changing, but there's still ways to make a chunk of change and have fun while you're doing it. Oh, sorry. It like activates something in me, like a sleeper cell.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Almost like you're narrating a cool
Winter Soul.
I don't
show,
know what
about
you show
about
something
yourself.
Happens.
Yeah, Amir, you haven't slipped a disc yet. I'm wondering why you think that is.
I've been trying to do some more core and back exercises to keep myself lithe and limber. Mm. I also play tennis and basketball.
That
sometimes,
would be the
so
thing that
like
makes you
some good.
Slip the disc. Yeah.
Right.
So is this a slight on me because I? Took his headphones off, so...
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Listen to me. Yeah, I was saying, is this a slide on me?
Rika's Munchies. What snacks are on Brownlee's radar?
She was about to say something more interesting than that. You cut her
Such
off.
Such as?
Such as, let's hear it. Let's hear it. We don't know.
You took your headphones off so you couldn't hear what she said. She repeated herself, and then you said Marika's munchies and started a new segment.
I'm wondering what you're noshing on, you Bosh.
Yeah, and we were wondering where she was going with the slip disc thing.
Same, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was just asking if it was like a, you know, a slight on me because I injured my back.
See, I didn't know that.
Asking Amir if he's ever doing that.
Jeff, did you know that Marika injured her back?
1 second.
I mean, it's you didn't know this. It's a long,
Hang on, hold on. Like, these are things you can't say on a podcast.
I am wondering more than anything what Marika's been having as a snack.
Yeah.
Because you introduced me to Taco Mahal when I was in New York for a few weeks, and I had the shit twice while I was there.
Wow.
So it's yeah, like you'll get like a roti, basically, Zach. Almost a paratha, even.
This is to me. I was listening, but okay, sorry. Yeah.
And then they
you want me to go
it on with like chicken tikka masala. You could even get chicken curry, which is not as good as chicken
tikka. Is it sort of a fusion concept?
I wouldn't say fusion, but I would say that it borrows, you know, it's mostly Indian, but it borrows from Mexican.
So you're mostly talking. You're not even asking what I want, what I've been eating. You're just telling me.
No, I'm just saying, like, now I'm interested because I was like, because I didn't know if Taco Mahal was going to be good, but you introduced me to this shit and it was good as hell. I had it twice. Nice. So I'm wondering what you're having.
Did you know that Marika hurt her back?
I'm wondering what Marika's munching on.
Now I'm almost mad at Amir for continuing to bring it up because you did know I hurt. You did know I hurt my back.
I knew that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Was this like
years ago? It was years ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Slipped a disc. Yeah. And then what? In terms of like,
in terms of snacks,
sides. Yeah. What are you adding? We might have to move on if you don't answer soon.
I was eating these really bad chips last night. They're vegetable chips that taste like sweet mustard. I accidentally ordered them in my Imperfect, and they're like the vegetable chips that are like rice puffs and made from cauliflower, cassava, and something else, and I don't like them, so that's what I've been snacking on.
And what's everyone's dream car?
You ask that a lot.
Yeah, you always ask this.
No one answers.
But what are you wanting out of it?
How could I be clearer? Like, everybody blames me for the reason why this show. Because I want you guys to aspire to goals. I want to be someone who lifts everyone else up around me and gets them to have a fucking Rivian.
You asked what our goals were.
I tried. I said that I had an in at the Met. The closest thing I had was Wintour.
It just feels like all of your ideas for that were based in Jake's ex-girlfriend's mom. Like, that was your answer.
It's not my fault. It
works
for all three.
Who is the person? Like,
yes!
Okay.
I'm just saying that's the best I can do. I'm just saying that's all I can do.
I'm not really a car guy, you know?
You don't have to be, guys.
Yeah, nobody on
the show
is.
You don't have to be a car connoisseur to have a dream car. Like, what if it's a fucking, I don't know, Lucid.
I just don't think about it. You know
or
what
a
I mean?
Caddy.
Like, I'm so not a car person in that way that I don't even think about what I would want to drive.
And this is why the show suffers. It grinds to screeching halts, and then I get blamed in the comments.
Well, what's your dream car, Jeff?
This is tough.
God.
I want to say a caddy, but I might have to pass. I feel like I drive my dream car. I have a 2003 Toyota Tacoma in forest green that I love.
Mm. Great. So why are you so obsessed with this idea that like people should be wanting something else in their car when you're happy with your life? Maybe, you know, I like my Chevy Volt.
There's no way you love your Volt. It's not even a Volt.
I like it that way. It could switch from electric to gas.
A lot of Hollywood is based on pre-existing IP. Can we all agree on that? It's also what's that?
Just mm-hmm.
It's also, I would say, trending towards AI integration, whether we want it or not. So, Zach, I'm wondering, I want to show you some pre-existing AI IP, and I'm wondering... Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Just take that.
Spam yeah. again. And every time the call ends, it automatically starts the browser.
Please.
Okay, yeah. So here we go. This is a pre-existing AI IP that I'm wondering if Zach, like, you know, let me show it to you and then I'll get your thoughts. Ready?
Okay.
This kind of looks like Pixar. It has like the soul. It has the soul of like a Coco or something.
Okay. So he met a white version of Barack Obama. Oh no.
Yeah. I bet there's no way he was in that. I love that ending.
And so what is your question from? Is it about like adapting that?
You're wondering like, could that be a pilot or could it be even a limited series? What do you see in that that could be turned into the next K-pop Demon Hunters, right?
I mean, I think what's hard about AI, you know, it's like it already is existing, you know?
Sure,
it's already
sure.
kind of in a final form. I don't know how I would elevate that. I mean, it's a really like, I don't know. I've never seen something like make a comment like that about race and these kinds of ideas. So I don't know. I think
really
it is what it is.
Story.
It's but very
to me,
provocative.
To me, it's like a proof of concept. Like that's not a finished product. It's not, you know, I loved it, but it's sort of nothing. You know
Are
what I mean?
Are you wanting to be the star of this white school
something
adaptation?
I could do because I could stretch to play as young as 4. And I could be the dad also.
For the voice?
What's that?
Just for the voiceover? Or
well,
you want to?
Yeah, if it's animated, we didn't decide on that, right?
But I think live action probably.
Let's
just
see your
yes, thank you.
Before we go on, can we see your 4-year-old?
yeah, you guys hear about school?
It really sounds like Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Leno
was
sounds
from
4.
It, but...
Like my sure way in, that's just my way in.
And
to
the dad, if you want to just do
let's
that one.
Let's get a
too.
Read on that.
I'm so proud of my boy going to white school.
The whole idea is that. Yeah, just
good,
one
actually.
Second, Amir. Just one second. The whole idea is like, you know, it's sort of a social commentary on the fact that, like, really public education should be, property taxes should be pooled together and distributed equally among neighborhoods. It should not be that the wealthy neighborhoods, which are usually predominantly white, have the best schools. And that brown school, quote unquote, is so bad that the teacher is 6'7".
Yeah, what was that part?
That was
I
your
think
favorite
it's like
part.
He's not going to get
but
education. He's going to be basically be imbued with brain rot.
Versus that Anakin's play 6'7" in the movie. Or a pilot, or whatever we're thinking.
Ray Liotta's dead, right?
Nat Faxon?
Nat Faxon's not bad. I don't even hate, like,
okay.
Instead of 6'7",
yeah,
it's Nat Faxon.
Nat Faxon, yeah.
Yeah.
Nat Faxon.
It's either Fillion or Nat Faxon. It's either Faxon or Fillion.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. Maybe Faxon could play the other characters, too. I mean, he's a talented guy.
Yeah. Sort of a Norbit, but with Faxon.
Faxon's Norbit.
Speaking of
introducing
Hollywood projects,
white school.
That's
go ahead.
Really good. Speaking of Hollywood projects, we should
We're
probably
moving on from that.
You guys get on my case when I linger too long.
You guys
get on my case when I move on too fast. What's the perfect amount of time, Marika, to spend on that? Why don't you lead the charge? Go ahead. Keep talking about white school.
I just wanted to say that I didn't like it or endorse that.
Yeah, I guess this show has sort of a pro AI bent to it. Is that one of the new elements of That's Funny as opposed to the previous show?
I wouldn't say it's pro-AI. I think it would I would just say it's a realistic outlook on the future of Hollywood. We have to befriend AI and figure out a way to use it only as proof of concepts. And then take the human touch, right? And have you go off and still make six figures or whatever you made on
above 50K.
All right. Speaking of Hollywood projects, we should probably say that Jake and Amir, right, have been offered the chance.
No, we probably shouldn't.
Oh my God. Congratulations, Amir. That's amazing. Yes.
Thank you.
I wonder.
Again, it's all so preliminary and it might not ever happen. And we probably shouldn't even talk about it because I don't want to get anybody's hopes or expectations.
Why wouldn't it ever happen, though?
Because there's so many details to be ironed out that
there's
may
not
or may
that
not
many
fall
details.
Apart
so here's
in
my
lawyer land.
Here's my. I wonder if it'll be anything like this. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
I like that it says, I won't watch them now. Like, this was the breaking point.
Yeah. All right. This isn't time for you to talk, Marika. Here we go.
You have to start it over.
And why are you here?
He's young, pregnant.
Oh my God.
Wow. That is exactly why I don't watch Tubi movies now.
So I'm wondering, like, would your guys' show be anything like that? Where
I
the
think
stakes
it would be closer
are so
to the,
high.
The last clip we watched.
That's funny.
Why do you think that?
Because the it would like follow more of like a elementary school into adulthood arc, more so than like relationship drama.
Gotcha. All right. 108 seconds on the board. This is a segment that I like to call Done is Done. So, Zach, why don't you go off, King? I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, actually, the AI thing did remind me of something I've been wanting to talk to Amir about. So this is kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a new era now, but in the HeadGum era, sometimes I was listening to these podcasts, I had these AI ads. They really scared me.
Yeah.
You know? I felt really confused by them. And they often would be like, it'd be like grasping at trying to like reference something from the episode.
Yeah. Like context based.
Yes.
Because you just heard this person talk about this, wouldn't you also want to talk about this?
And it would be like, yes, it'd be like, Carly's always losing her keys, but you shouldn't lose this new Febreze or whatever. I don't know. It was just
that's
very
really good. Yeah,
I know that was good.
Really good.
Yeah,
but basically, I want to know what do you guys? I mean, now we can talk about it freely. What do you think about those?
Well, they were problematic to say the least because some people are just blanket. I don't want anything to do with AI.
Yeah,
but then on the flip side of that, like some businesses are like, oh, we love that kind of stuff where it's like context, and we'll pay topper dollar just to have like AI specific context ads. And then some people were like,
welcome to
he muted himself, he interrupted a pretty interesting conversation
and then muted himself.
The first annual That's Funny Josker ceremony.
Joskers?
Guys! Like, the jacket, the song, the... You're mad when I don't have segments. When I do have segments, you don't fucking like the shit.
We haven't even gotten to this segment yet. We don't know if we like it or not.
All right.
We were just kind of sad to have a conversation interrupted.
The timing
Welcome
was weird.
To, the timing was weird. The timing was weird. When I'm starting the song.
It was like you didn't listen to what was happening. You just came in guns a-blazing. And that is kind of how you live your life.
You have like no spatial awareness or like societal awareness.
And like that was my segment. That was done is done. And like you shouldn't be
you
like,
gave
oh, well,
side
segment done is done.
And we'll tell you right now, he was not.
Done is done.
Honey, I was just getting started.
Not
muted himself. You gotta work on the
I wonder
tapping
why he mutes
the
a
mic.
Lot.
I think it's like a touch sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
If you touch that part.
It's like a cough button or something.
Done is done is done. All right. The segment was done is done, which means that it can be done at any point. 108 seconds on the board doesn't mean that you do all 108 seconds. Done is done can be done anytime. And what's done is done. And done is done is done.
Fair enough.
Let me take my entrance again.
The Joskers. It's time for the Joskers, everybody. Enjoy.
Welcome to...
He's happy.
The first annual That's Funny Joskers. This year we have three nominated categories, including Best Improvised Song, Best Happenstance Moment, and Best Bit. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes. It's loud, but yeah.
You guys vote.
All right.
Sorry. So, but are there nominees or?
What's that?
Are there nominees?
What do you mean?
Turn off the music.
The intro's still going? Aren't we in the thing now?
We cannot hear you.
Yeah.
What's up?
So are there nominees for each category?
There are, yes.
You want to tell them to us or, and then we can vote?
What's that?
Because we're down to vote.
Let's
we're down
hear
to
what
vote.
They are.
But do you want to hear?
Us? Like you're seeming so upset with us. Like I don't know.
I'm
what
not
we've
upset.
Done.
I just yeah.
Do you want to tell us like? And here's the nominees for best bit.
That's what's gonna happen. Why don't you guys just let it breathe? Do you have a heart out that I don't know about at 45? Or can we kind of do this as if
ahead.
It was an Oscars ceremony?
Go ahead.
Those are like 3 or 4 hours
yeah.
long.
We didn't have an end time to this.
Well, I did give a heart out, I believe.
The nominees for Best Improvised Song are Rag to the Bone, Amir Blumenfeld, and You Hope Daniel's Biracial by Jeffrey James.
I don't like the...
That's it?
The woman's voice.
Those are the only two songs that we've improvised. So,
and what's the voting process like?
You guys vote and then we unseal it. So send it in the chat and then I'll read it.
Okay, in the chat.
Got it.
Listen, if you guys need refreshers, Rag to the Bone was Amir, his clever little take on Bad to the Bone, where he said, rag and bone, rag. And then, And You Hope Daniel's Biracial is just the other song that I...
And You Hope.
That the title of the song is And You Hope Daniel's Biracial.
Can you refresh us on that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is, it goes like, in Los Angeles, where love is fear, when boy meets girl and they're almost biracial. And then it's all about how, like, I kind of hope that Daniel, my friend Riley's fiance, is biracial.
You oh, yeah, I went to college biracial. With him. Remember?
Yeah. I never think of you guys having been there at the same time. Marika, yeah. Why don't you go ahead and vote, buddy?
Oh, I thought everyone was voting in the chat.
I thought everybody was voting in the...
Is everyone voting separately?
I voted directly
DM
to
me.
Jeffrey.
Okay.
Christ.
I'll do that. Sorry, I was like waiting for them to come in.
Yeah, and then when Marika makes mistakes like this, you guys don't say anything. She gets the longest leash in the fucking world, right?
I don't know. You yell at her a lot.
I don't yell at her a lot.
You yell at her often.
I don't yell at her often.
Probably every episode she's on, you yell at her at least
not
once.
Not every episode I don't yell at her.
So the companies would give more if the AI ads were like were contextualized in that way.
Yeah,
and
that
the
was
more than just program.
Marika!
So that was definitely yelling.
Yeah.
I mean, you should just say it. You're sorry.
It's all sort of leaning there. So just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Just
and
say
I,
it.
We know you won't mean it.
Yeah, it's like the easiest thing you can do, right?
Just say
me?
It.
I thought they were talking to you.
I actually was talking
I was
to
pretty
you.
Pretty ready
yeah.
to get an apology. And it wouldn't have mattered if you meant it or not.
What did I fucking do now? Talk at the same time as two other people?
Sorry.
Thank you.
That was really sweet.
And the Josker goes to... Rag to the Bone.
It's actually called Rag and Bone.
Rag and Bone. Come accept your award, Blumenfeld.
I voted for biracial, so I want to thank Zach and Marika for voting Rag and Bone.
Got you.
You got it, King.
Rag and Bone. Rag and Bone. Yeah. Rag and Bone. Okay. Yeah. Rag and Bone.
It's like on the Oscars, the best song goes up and starts singing their own song.
That's like when Bradley Cooper sang Shallow and everyone was and blown the fuck away.
The winner of Best Actress starts doing a monologue from the movie as soon as she wins. You're the host. You look at us like we're supposed to talk.
Our next category, Best Happenstance Moment. The nominees are Will breaking his chair, Xavier on the beat, Jeff forgetting to record the video in episode 8, and Trial Davis from episode 4.
What was Trial Davis?
Yeah.
What's that?
What was Trial Davis?
Do you want me to pull up a clip?
No, just explain what it was. I don't have any recollection.
I don't even fucking remember. These were fan submitted.
Where?
Where? In the chat. In the Patreon chat.
You were in there and saying, what should win the best happenstance moment? And people said Trial Davis.
It seems like that's what happened.
It feels
happened.
Like that should be best bit, right?
No. You don't know the difference. Best happenstance moment is something that happened by happenstance, right? Not fucking a planned shit.
Hated that.
Listen, I'm pulling up a clip of Trial Davis, so you
I know what happenstance.
So you're doing a clip show on episode 10 of this podcast. You're
I mean, it's
you're
been
looking back.
Enough has happened,
right?
I would say. I feel like there's been gold thus far. This is from episode 4, titled Deglet Noor.
Okay.
Sorry, it's not loading. Holy shit. This person might have deleted their comment.
Maybe this was like a dream you had.
This is a real...
Someone commented Trial Davis.
This is a real moonlight moment.
Sorry, it was not from episode 4. My mistake. It was from episode 1, to be certain.
I guess it doesn't matter because my vote is still for Will breaking the chair.
Just 1 second. Yeah, you have to hear Trial Davis before you can. Because otherwise, if you haven't, like if you haven't seen all the movies, why even host an Oscars party? Oh. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Academy voters.
The HeadGum New York office is no coming.
Here we go. This is Trial Davis.
What should we call it? Because I'm thinking we try.
Office is no more. I've struck out on my own. And we're here. And now Jeff can come into New York and we can shoot stuff in this space. It'll be fun.
Guys, once the U.S. annexes Greenland, whether by negotiation or force, what should we call it? Because I'm thinking we Trial Davis.
Is it called Trial Davis?
No, I'm thinking like a period of time where we try Davis on for size and see if the international community starts to love the island.
Yeah, so my
it doesn't
still
really matter because we already got enough votes in.
Oh, and I haven't voted.
Yeah, well, let's see what you vote.
All right.
Zach kind of loved Trial Davis.
You can announce my vote.
And the Josker goes to
fine.
Will breaking his chair.
Woo!
I will say that there was a vote for Trial Davis.
Yeah.
You also have to say that Will could not be here to accept his award. So,
well, let's see.
He's protesting, I think.
We got the chair. Yeah.
Middle of the work day, by the way.
On a call, sorry.
Yeah. It's kind of a full circle moment because last time I was on, you didn't have Will's number. You didn't have his phone number.
And now you do, and he won't pick up.
It was kind of uncomfortable. Well, but then at the end, he got the exchange numbers. It was sweet. That's not eligible, obviously, for the Josker. I mean, their podcasts. But
different award show.
Do you feel like this episode should be eligible? Because it's just kind of like, this is my first episode. So it's kind of like, I'm not really in the mix for any of these.
It's the weird kind of Josker voting rules is that this will be eligible for the 2027 Josker ceremony.
Got it. Yeah. That sucks. It's all good. No. It's fine.
I think this one's really strong, but we're definitely going to forget about it.
It's like then. When the Oscars probably, wins an Emmy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The Gemmys.
The
could
award
be
of the night. Yeah.
Or the Screen
the
Actors
Guild. The Josker
chilled.
For Best Bit. This is basically Best Picture. We have the nominees. Fart Sound into Explosion. Sorry, before we do this, we do have word from Will Conover. I said, you just won a Josker for best happenstance moment on That's Funny. Any words or a speech? And he says, TY heart emoji.
Cool.
The nominees for best bit are fart sound effect into explosion sound effect. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny. Ferris Monchi on backing vocals for the song And You Hope Daniel's Biracial. The always changing intro songs. Xavier on the beat. And Let's Get Ready to Scandal.
I thought Xavier on the beat was a happenstance moment.
You can get nominated for
interesting,
twice.
You interesting.
Said that a happenstance moment is different from a bit.
Fucking
fine.
Get him.
Disqualified then. Disqualified then. Forget it.
That
it's just
sucks
fucking.
That's what I was going to vote for.
Yeah, I would maybe would have voted for that too.
I'm curious I was going to vote for.
Fine, let's disqualify it from best happenstance.
Also, imagine
moment.
Like okay, imagine at great. The Oscars, someone calls in late to give an acceptance speech, and they stop the next category.
The votes are not in yet. Okay. Here we go. And the Josker goes to
the announcer stopping to answer a text.
Xavier on the beat.
Oh my god.
It's Xavier. He's calling in.
He's accepting.
Holy shit. Xavier, how did you know to call in exactly on the beat?
And you muted Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on purpose. Yeah. Okay.
It's a private.
Yeah.
Really private. He even turned off his microphone. He looks visibly nervous.
Yeah. I guess back to the AI ads, like,
yeah,
I didn't like them. And
I think the goal was that people would pay more than just like generic programmatic ads that are like pre-rolls that are not host read.
Without
host-reds
hosts
would be the
having
most.
To do anything.
Yeah,
right.
Host-red is the most. And then this one would be like a third middle tier between the two.
It makes sense that they're paying extra for that because like for me as a listener, I'm like, I would so much rather just listen to a normal non-host-read ad that isn't attempting this kind of like false casualness or connection. Yeah. But it makes sense that all these companies that have all this infusion of capital, they're like, well, we got to use the AI. We'll give you extra money
That's
to do
right.
it.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. exactly.
Xavier on the beat.
Guys, Xavier on the beat has won the Oscar for best bit on this year's That's Funny Crop. 10 episodes, really good stuff. Xavier on the beat. What do you guys think?
Xavier on the bit.
Is this the speech or?
I guess one of you could speak on behalf of Xavier just because we don't know who he is.
Yeah, is Xavier a real person, like a DJ that we can contact?
What's that?
Is Xavier a real person we can call?
I don't have his contact information. It is XZAVIAR on YouTube.
Mm.
So maybe we could try and get Xavier on the beat for an episode of the show. Just that talk about his creative progress.
Cool.
I think that's interesting, but maybe we could get a bespoke song from Xavier.
That's really good. I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
New theme song.
New theme song.
That could be the official one. That's such a
from Xavier on the beat. That's really good. Guys, this was the Joskers.
No in memoriam?
Nobody died, and if they had who was involved with the show, it wouldn't really be appropriate to do an in memoriam.
Well, it'd be nice to sort of give a tip of the cap to a few things that may have passed this last year. It doesn't have to be a real death. It could be more of them. Yes, exactly. A metaphorical one.
My 10-year career.
I guess in memoriam. Fine, let's do an in memoriam. God, we'll do it to a Xavier on the Beat song. Marika's tenure at HeadGum, the HeadGum podcast, Zach's, Amir's sex appeal. I don't want to be rude.
That was really rude.
No, you're still.
But you think he, like, you're like, and I'm not disagreeing with, like, you thought he was very sexy until this last year or something.
And happened? Also, sorry, what did you quietly say? You're still.
I said you're still hung.
That's what. Okay. Just wanted to confirm.
What else died? I guess the company HeadGum.
No, it's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just got that was us.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have met Sterling K.
Oh, there's a This Is Us recap pod on HeadGum.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a This Is Us recap podcast called That Was Us, and it's pretty successful. And HeadGum just signed them.
Imagine a Sterling K. Brown Jordan collab. Oh, it's getting another call.
Guys, we've got Will Conover. Let me make it so he can hear you guys.
Will.
Hey, man.
Hello?
We've got Will Conover on the show to accept his Josker.
Oh, wow.
All right, we can't.
Wow, what can be said? What was it for?
It was you won in the category of best happenstance moment for falling off your chair.
Oh, I broke the chair. Let's be clear.
Yeah,
I would like to dedicate the award to Grace, who very politely asked me if we could use it as a social clip, and I declined out of embarrassment. And to be frank, she handled it with grace and class.
It's beautiful.
Have a good night, everybody.